COVID-19 cases should start to decline over the next month as the latest wave peaks, but the risk of infection is still high, says a COVID-19 disease modeler. Data showing COVID-19 infections driven by the Omicron subvariant BA.5 have peaked is good news, said Sally Otto, an evolutionary biologist at the University of British Columbia. But it means we're at the peak. The risks right now are really high, near an all-time high infection risk for British Columbia at the moment, so we should be acting accordingly, she said. Otto is co-editor of the COVID-19 modeling group, which released its latest update last week. The BC Centre for Disease Control released new data Thursday that confirmed BA.5 infections have peaked and aren't growing, but there are no strong signs of decline yet, Otto said. Judging by the reduction in people masking in public indoor areas, some people believe the pandemic is over, but it's definitely not, said Otto. As of Thursday, there were 331 people in hospital with COVID-19, which is still a concerning number, although down from the all-time high of 1,038 on January 31, she said. Otto said there's an information gap when it comes to the number of COVID infections in the community, which the modeling group estimates are underreported by as much as 100-fold. There are few places to get tested for COVID and no requirement to report positive results from rapid tests. The COVID-19 modeling group looks to the 70 and older age group for more reliable measurements, as that demographic is more likely to test, report and receive prescriptions for COVID. Younger age groups have a higher exposure rate, but their reported numbers of infections are the same. Another indication to modelers that COVID-19 infections over the summer have been severely underreported. I think people would be masking more if they knew more about the current situation, Otto said. The good news is these infection risks should be declining over the next month, but right now they're not low. COVID-19 deaths are also believed to be underreported due to the way BC is collecting statistics, said Otto. As of April 2, the death of anyone within 30 days of a positive COVID lab PCR test is recorded as a COVID death. As of August 20, 4,097 COVID deaths had been reported in BC since the beginning of the pandemic. The COVID-19 modeling group report says BC is likely substantially undercounting deaths due to COVID, which can raise the risk of stroke, heart attack and other diseases in the year after a COVID infection, far beyond 30 days. Otto pointed to a study in Nature Medicine in the U.S. that showed a 55% higher risk of major cardiovascular events like heart attacks and strokes in the year after a COVID infection. Data showing cumulative excess mortality per 100,000 population since January 2020 show a large unaccounted for number of deaths. After drug toxicity deaths, heat-related deaths and expected deaths are taken into account, Otto said. Otto estimates COVID-19 deaths could be undercounted by a factor of 2. Many people don't get that PCR test, she said. And so any deaths that did not get recently tested, even if they did have COVID and it was a contributing factor, they're not included. Looking to the fall, the modeling group expressed optimism that BC residents have gained a high degree of immunity through a combination of COVID-19 vaccinations, boosters and infections. Given that no other Omicron subvariant has out-competed BA.5, Otto thinks we have a bit of a reprieve, maybe a month or two, before another variant transmits better than Omicron in a highly immunized population. Modelers are seeing evidence that people who have been vaccinated and infected, called hybrid immunity, are even better protected going into the fall. COVID-19 has only explored its evolutionary possibilities for 2 years in humans, said Otto. So it's still devising new tricks to get into different cells and avoid the ways that our bodies shut down viruses. So we don't know what's around the corner. All we can say is that there's nothing right now that is causing us to be very concerned, she said. If we're lucky and this hybrid immunity is strong, we may not see the next wave until January or February. And if we boost them through vaccination, we can put that off even further. BC plans to roll out 4th COVID-19 boosters to those age 12 and older in the fall. The province has so far made 4th doses available to people age 70 and older in long-term care and assisted living and in the community, Indigenous people age 55 and older, those who are clinically extremely vulnerable, and others deemed exceptions. Saharnet at timescolonist.com.